Hi, wherever you're listening to us, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is One Thing Today in Tech. In today's episode, I take a quick look at news of US President Joe Biden's executive order to regulate AI. But first, one other headline that's caught everyone's attention closer to home. Several politicians from various opposition parties in India have been sent notifications by Apple that they were being targeted by state-sponsored attackers, according to multiple media reports. Among those who may have been targeted are members of parliament, including TMC's Mahua Moitra, Shiv Sena UBT's Priyanka Chaturvedi, Congress's Pawan Khera and Shashi Tharoor, Aam Aadmi Party's Raghav Chadha, and CPIM's Sitaram Yechuri, Money Control reports, citing the politicians as saying they have received notifications from Apple stating that their devices were being targeted by state-sponsored attackers. Apart from politicians, Observer Research Foundation's President Samir Saran and journalists Siddharth Varadarajan and Sriram Kari too said that they had received similar notifications from Apple, according to Money Control. In One Thing Today, US President Joe Biden yesterday issued an executive order outlining new regulations and safety requirements for artificial intelligence technologies, as the pace at which such technologies are advancing has alarmed governments around the world about the potential for their misuse. The order, which runs into some 20,000 words, introduces a safety measure by defining a threshold based on computing power for AI models. AI models trained with a computing power of 10 to the power of 26 floating point operations, or FLOPs, will be subject to these new rules. This threshold surpasses the current capabilities of AI models, including GPT-4, but is expected to apply to next-generation models from prominent AI companies such as OpenAI, Google, Anthropic, and others. Casey Newton, a well-known technology writer who attended the White House conference at which President Biden announced the new rules yesterday, notes in his newsletter, Platformer, "Companies developing models that meet this criterion must conduct safety tests and share the results with the government before releasing their AI models to the public," according to the executive order. This mandate builds on voluntary commitments by 15 major tech companies earlier this year, Newton writes in his letter. The sweeping executive order addresses various potential harms related to AI technologies and their applications, ranging from telecom and wireless networks to energy and cybersecurity. It assigns the U.S. Commerce Department the task of establishing standards for digital watermarks and other authenticity verification methods to combat deep fake content. It mandates AI developers to assess their model's potential for aiding in the development of bioweapons and orders agencies to conduct risk assessments related to AI's role in chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear weapons. On the flip side, the order recognizes the transformative potential of AI. It encourages the development of AI tools for cybersecurity, the creation of more affordable life-saving drugs, and the exploration of personalized AI tutors in education. These initiatives aim to use AI's capabilities to enhance public services, improve security, and foster innovation. Newton references an analysis of the executive order by computer scientists Arvind Narayanan, Sayesh Kapoor, and Rishi Bomasani to point out that despite these significant steps, the executive order leaves some important issues unaddressed. Notably, it lacks specific requirements for transparency in AI development, such as pre-training data, fine-tuning data, the labor involved in annotation, model evaluation, usage, and downstream impacts. Narayanan and Kapoor rose to prominence for their book project, AI Snake Oil. They were named to Time magazine's list of 100 most influential names in AI recently. Experts like them argue that transparency is essential for ensuring accountability and preventing potential biases and unintended consequences in AI applications. The order hasn't also addressed the current debate surrounding open source AI development versus proprietary tech. The choice between open source models as advocated by Meta and Stability AI and closed models like those pursued by OpenAI and Google has become a contentious issue, Newton writes. Prominent scientists such as Stanford University professor Andrew Ng, who previously founded Google Brain, have criticized the large tech companies for seeking industry regulation as a way of stifling open source competition. They argue that while regulation is necessary, open source AI research fosters innovation and democratizes the technology. That's one thing today in tech. You can find all our podcasts at ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.